The vessel that hit the rocks near the Nome Harbor and spilled up to 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel belongs to Alaska Logistics, one of the main shippers to Western Alaska. 10-year owner and general manager for Alaska Logistics, Alan Long, says the Kaktovik II was trying to move a barge off the beach when one of the tow wires got caught in the propeller, which left the tug at the mercy of the ocean. And Friday night, when the vessel could not operate, there were up to 5-foot waves. The Kaktovik II ended up hitting some rocks, and Long says 600 to 700 gallons of fuel spilled into the ocean. Saturday, booms were put in place around the vessel in key locations, and oil-absorbent material was placed on the beaches. DEC's State On-Scene Coordinator for Spill Response, Ashley Anderson, says one responder from the DEC is on scene, working with U.S. Coast Guard, Harbormaster Joy Baker, and Alaska Logistics to develop a towing plan. Their plan is to eventually move the vessel onto a barge. Anderson says because the Kaktovik II has a large hole, they do expect further release when they remove the vessel from the water.
The responder will stay on scene and make sure that that is contained and done in a manner that is safe and protects the harbor.
And Alaska Logistics General Manager Alan Long says the Coast Guard first has a plan to move the Kaktovik II to the dock in Nome to inspect the vessel.
There's going to be a little bit of a process, but we hope to, by tomorrow, get it craned out on the dock, and then hopefully the next day get it craned onto a barge and take it out of and get it back to Seattle.
The DEC's local responder has not been able to do a full onshore assessment due to the high waves, but plans to head out this afternoon to see how things look near Snake River and the entry to the harbor in Nome. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.